Prologue. 35 miles off the coast of St. Croix, sitting beneath some 5,000 feet of water, lies the most unlikely of deep-sea wrecks. It is not the wreck of an ocean liner, or a Spanish galleon, or a fishing boat caught in an unexpected storm. This wreck is that of a passenger jet. The exact condition of the aircraft is unknown. It has remained unseen in the dark depths of the Caribbean Sea for more than 45 years. What is known is the condition of the aircraft before it sank. The plane remained afloat and intact for at least 5 to 10 minutes. The galley door and 2 of the 4 overwing exits had been opened. There was a hole in the forward cargo compartment, large enough to allow several aircraft tires to float free. Witnesses reported watching the plane bank to the right, then sink nose first. From there, it would have continued its mile-long dive until finally hitting the seabed. No attempts have ever been made to recover the aircraft or any of the flight recorders. The cost of recovery simply outweighs the value of what might be retrieved. Treasure seekers might find a few items of interest. There is a blue suitcase discarded by one passenger who claims that the suitcase contained over $135,000 in jewelry. Another passenger claims to have left behind a briefcase containing several $100,000 in cash. The veracity of these claims has yet to be proved or disproved. Little else of value remains inside the fuselage. A few purses, reading glasses, a wine bottle. There are 4 25-man life rafts still secured inside the large bins mounted in the ceiling. Somewhere in the debris inside the cabin are 2 cameras containing rolls of undeveloped film that captured the last moments of the ill-fated flight. There is something else inside, however, of great importance to a number of people. Clues to what might have happened to those who didn't make it out.